All right, here we go, folks. Good to see you. Happy Monday. Back after a fun shoot with Mammoth Nation up in Wisconsin. Got a lot done. Man, we crammed a lot in. We always do. Missed you here, but love the Midwest. From there, you guys know that about me. I'm from Minnesota originally. Love being up in the Midwest. Love the people. Had an amazing crew, as usual. Hey, gang of four. Good to see you. Yeah, exactly, Red Voice. Get those vaccine passports ready. We're going to make you digitally show them. I don't know how we're going to do it here, but it's coming. But seriously, if you're ever in the greater Milwaukee area, in Cedarburg, we've done Port Washington, we've done Cedarburg, we did a combination this time. But if you're ever in the Cedarburg area, this Bar Rebellion, we did part of the shoot there, is friggin' awesome. Man, it's awesome. They love America, the owners, the patrons, but the building's killer, the town's killer. It's awesome. But it's like I said, it's Monday. We got a lot to catch up on because it's been the weekend. So we got stories. I've been out. So pack day, get ready. But I wanted to start here. And this is not some difficult concept. This is not some original concept either. But I just was thinking about it on the way home from the shoot and wanted to kind of start there. And it's in the title, so you kind of know where I'm going with it. But undoubtedly, every issue that we will discuss today and this week will be controversial. It'll be divisive, and likely today's PC social justice warrior standards won't be met. Everything we talk about will be deemed racist, because why not? That's just the world we live in now. And I'm not even really sure that anyone, like so many terms out there, that anyone really understands the definition of racism anymore, because it's just been so muddied, drugged through so much crap. And here we are, but I digress. I like to keep things simple. You know that about me. Not just because I am simple. I am. Trolls will be like, oh, see, he said he's simple. He's stupid. Yeah, I've never said that I wasn't. But I think that we make things too complicated. These issues that we're talking about as a nation, as big as they are, as important as they are very simple. The solutions, in most cases, not all, but most cases, very, very simple, too. I love the fiery comments already about the vaccine passport. We're going to talk about that here in a second. But these issues, getting back to this concept real quick, just bear with me. They're simple. They're simple solutions. We've talked about how if we law-abiding gun owners, 393 million plus registered guns, billions of rounds of ammo, if we, the law-abiding gun owners, were the problem, you would know it. This is a simple discussion. You don't need all the FBI data. You don't need all the crime data, which, by the way, says the exact same thing. But why go that far when you can just look on its surface and say, yeah, no, there's not an issue here. But we don't highlight that particular point nearly enough. The Democrats, their mindless followers, the mainstream media continue to push the laughable narrative, though. Moving on from that, that was an example. But they push this laughable narrative that America's awful, should be ashamed of who we are as a country. We should be ashamed individually as who we are as people. We need to do better, all this. You hear it all the time. How dare you be born white? And of course, every country can do better. That goes without saying. But they claim that we're all racist, that we should be ashamed of being born this way or that way. They project themselves on others, like they always do. They call us evil. They call us Nazis. They call us fascists. Saying that we're intolerable, hateful people, which obviously we're not. Literally, you just need a pair of eyes to see that we're not. They say that we don't support and appreciate women. We don't support and help people from minority communities. All so, so false. Complete and total falsehoods. But they get away with it, as we've discussed. Because they have the media, and they have big tech on their side to push their narrative. And because also, and this is an important point, we've got a large, sheepish, and naive population who doesn't think that the news would ever dare lie to its people. No, they wouldn't do that. Of course not. But as all these claims get lobbed over the fence, and we deal with this, we talk about this all the time, anyone with a brain should be able to quickly see that they're not true, and in fact, the opposite in many cases is actually the truth. and that the other side holds people down. The Democrats. This progressive, this radical progressive. Hey, Sol from Yorkshire, England. Glad to have you. But we see that you can see, if you drop the emotion for a second, that it's in fact the other side holding down portions of America, peddling this fear, peddling these lies, trying to make you feel bad about who you are, where you're from, what you think. They are the ones who are intolerant. They hate people with different views. They say, oh, we're welcome to whatever. You have a different view than me. What? We're going to burn your business down. They're the ones who tend to be more racist. I'm not saying they all are. And they're literally using the Nazi play. They call us Nazi. They're using the Nazi playbook right in front of us, clear as day. What they're doing. They're just saying, no, it's not us, it's them. Wait, what's the next step in the plan? It's wild. It's absolutely wild. But that's what we're dealing with. That's what we're dealing with. But what I don't understand is, and this is my point, is how come no one actually says, hey, hold on. Not only are these statements and these accusations wrong, but who is it that controls damn near every institution in this country that they claim is awful? Because it's damn sure not the conservative movement. I can tell you that. Glad to be back. Good to see you guys too. But liberals control everything. Think about it. Think about it for a second. From function, you know, operations of major things across the country to entertainment, they control it all. All of it. They control Hollywood, big tech, corporations, Washington, D.C., and the political game. Not just the administration that's there now. Yes, they control the White House right now, too. They control the Senate. They control the House. But before that, they control how things work in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. And they control academia, which is a huge problem that we address all the time on the show, among other things. They control all of those massive, massive platforms. So please, people of America, when you see them calling for someone to be canceled or something to be canceled, when you hear them lob these complaints and accusations, understand that, of course, A, start here, most of what they're saying is not even remotely true. Not even remotely true. But in those instances where it is correct and there are areas that we do need to work on, know that they control it. All the purse strings. Think of how much power big tech, mainstream media, Hollywood, and academia, just those alone, think of how much power they have. And they're totally in charge of those. So they're blaming everyone but themselves. But they have more power than anyone out there and could change it if they wanted to. And again, this is not a recent thing. It's not a recent thing. Ugh, drives me crazy. It's like how we describe liberal cities all the time. We talk about, hey, it's sad that this is happening in Chicago's and Philadelphia's and Los Angeles's and all these different places. It's sad that this kind of stuff is going on, but who did you vote in? And why do you keep doing it? Some of you have voted these people in for 50 years, 100 years in some cases. It's crazy. It's crazy, and you expect something different. And they keep saying, no, we're going to make it better. We promise you. We got your back. And then they do nothing. The same thing's happening on a national level. We suck. You should be ashamed. Crazy. It's crazy. All right, guys, we're going to get into all the actual stories here. Real quick before we do, please check out Mammoth Nation. I will be sharing the new commercials with you probably next week or so once they're out of post-production. Mammoth Nation is America's conservative discount club. They are on a mission to keep this country great. Stick to the Constitution, your Second Amendment. They support our law enforcement, our military. It's better than a donation to a PAC or a candidate. They take the guesswork out for you. And in return, you get discounts on all sorts of amazing products and services, stuff that you're already paying for now, whether it's wireless, internet, insurance, medications, all sorts of other products that you need and want. So check it out. It's mammothnation.com. If you become a lifetime member like me, they'll send you American flag, some other goodies just for signing up. Again, it's mammothnation.com. Join the fight. All right. Please do that, folks. Please do give them some love. A lot of you have. We need more to go do it. Big fans of the show, big supporters of the show. So we've got to take care of them, give them some love, especially with YouTube not letting our videos get out to our actual audience, people who signed up to watch and listen to the show. It's important for the ones who do get here, fight through the crap to watch and consume the show, that we help them out. So I was a little long-winded in the open. Shocker. So I'll try and speed through some of these next stories here. I probably won't. I'm just going to be honest. It'll probably still take some time. But Biden continues to discuss gun control. We know that's coming. And we'll discuss that. There are illogical, factless arguments, all that crap throughout the week. We know, again, there's Psaki's going to say something. He's going to say something. It's going to continue on. That's going to be an issue for days and weeks to come and beyond. But another thing the administration is doing, and you guys have talked a lot about it here already today in the chat room, is they're working on this COVID passport. Something that we've talked about, something that we've expressed grave concerns about. And according to sources, they're working pretty feverishly on it. This is important to them. Because why wouldn't it be? It involves control. So Biden, who predicted that we'd be back to normal by Christmas, we should have been back by this past Christmas, well before this past Christmas, but certainly by this past Christmas, is making such statements, presuming that a huge majority of the population will be vaccinated. He's saying we're going to be back to normal by then, but he's factoring in that everyone's going to go along with his plan. Everyone's going to get vaccinated. Hell, some people might get vaccinated twice just for shits and gigs. That's kind of where he's at. Of course, not everyone is vaccinated, will be vaccinated, wants to be vaccinated. But with his plan, with his intentions, his ideas here, not just his, because obviously he can't think on his own, with this administration's plans, with this COVID documentation, comes papers. Papers. Where are your papers? Vaccine passports, they're calling them. I'll call them control papers, because that's what they are. The White House is calling it a helpful tool. Yeah, I agree, Red Voice. I couldn't agree more. But the White House is calling this a helpful tool and a process to help Americans, you. We're just trying to help you out by controlling you. We're trying to help businesses by controlling you. This was a quote from a White House official. Our role is to help ensure that any solutions in this area should be simple, free, open source, accessible to people both digitally and on paper, and designed from the start to protect people's privacy. But can we buy that? No, you can't. You shouldn't. Not likely with this crew. Not likely with really any government, for that matter. And moreover, why is it so necessary for a virus with such a high survivability rate? I mean, it's crazy that we would be talking about all of this and that that guy on the screen would, this is a non-issue. We could be back by Christmas. No, we should be back now. How about now? Let's push to now. Because this is something that never should have shut us down for any extended period of time in the first place. We know that. We've talked about that. So at best, if they have no nefarious desires with this plan, which let's not think that that's the case, but let's just benefit of the doubt. At best, if they have no nefarious desires, we, the taxpayers, Americans, are paying for the creation of a solution to a problem that does not exist. That's your best case scenario. That's not reality, but that's your best case scenario. Yeah. And a lot of you are pushing. I mean, look, this is with gun control, with this, so many things. This is a huge concern. And these are the types of things that will cause revolt. I don't understand how these people, whether it's Biden, whether it's CamCam, Pelosi, any of them, can't sit down and say, we're going to be the ones who end this country because we are going to cause the biggest revolt ever. And guess what? Newsflash, those revolting will win. I just don't understand how they think this is a good idea. I won't go along with it. I know most of you will not go along with it. And by the way, as some of you have said too, there's people coming across the border. No problem. You don't need this. But you people that we want control with, control of, you damn sure better do it. damn sure better do it. Speaking of all of this, Rutgers University, who never should have been added to the Big Ten, by the way. Awful move. It was an awful move. I get Power 5 conference expansion. If you're not into sports, you're like, what the hell is Drew talking about? I get that they bring the New York market, but do they? Do they really? I don't think so. But Rutgers is now saying that they will require students to get the COVID vaccine if they want to attend classes on campus in the fall. I'm guessing some transfers are going to be happening. And/or online classes will surge. But this is silly. Guys, let the young kids live their lives. Let them live their lives on college. Because guess what? You can say, get the vaccine. You can say, you know, come to class, but then go socially distance. They're college kids. They're not going to do that. We've all been college kids. Not happening. But this mandatory crap, and as soon as Biden and them make progress on this, you know that these airlines, I just was on an airline this week. They make so many damn announcements about how it's federally wrong and you could be thrown off the airline forever, face fines, jail time, just for taking your damn mask off. You know that they're going to go all in on this COVID passport thing. And what does that do, by the way, to people who have to travel for work? Because things are starting to open up in a lot of areas, so people are traveling again. You can't do a Zoom meeting for everything. So what does that do for them? Anyways, it's silly. All right, guys, please give us some love on social media. We really need it more than ever. It's important. Take a listen. Please give us a like on Facebook, Twitter, Parler, and Gab. You can see all the handles right here on the screen. If you're listening, just search Drew Berquist. Look for the yellow DB logo. You'll find us. Also, please, if you have not subscribed here on YouTube down in the corner, once you've clicked subscribe, you can click the bell icon and click all notifications. Please also ensure if you have subscribed before, if you have tried to get the notifications before, that you click the button again, ensure that it's still there because a lot of people have been unsubscribed. Also, go over to Rumble. You can do on the Rumble app or rumble.com and search Drew Berquist or Drew Berquist Live. You'll find it. Subscribe there. We greatly appreciate your support on all of these platforms. All right. Please do that. Like I said, and I always do say it, it's said in there. The one thing we got to fix on that read is it's, you know, you will see the yellow logo in places, but we've got blue ones too, as you can see on the screen there. But please do make sure you're still subscribed because one of their favorite little tricks that they do and we talk about is they unsubscribe you. They unclick notifications. They do all of that. So our numbers go down, makes it seem like that we're failing, that something's going wrong when we're doing everything that we always have the same way. They're just taking it away from us because they don't want us to get any love for anything well to go well for us. Let's get to Ted Cruz, though. As you probably know, he was down at the border. There's lots of different clips over the weekend showing him down there. He showed stuff on the, you know, along the waterways, along the border. But then he also shared, and by the way, Trump's going down there. Biden hasn't. Kamala hasn't. Such a great optics for the rest of the world. But getting back to Cruz, he shared some videos, and then he tweeted out, and this is the comment that he put along with this video, and then I'll show you. But he said, how far is Joe Biden going to stop American people from seeing inside Donna Customs and Border, CBP facility? Biden sent a political operative from D.C. to block our cameras and even threatened another senator to obstruct legitimate congressional oversight. So he's down there, has coordinated this trip. He goes into the facility, and this is what he meets.
Please give dignity to the people. Please give dignity to the people.
So you work for the commissioner, your senior advisor. You were hired 2 weeks ago, and you're instructed to ask us to not have any pictures taken here.
Please respect the people,
because the political
rules.
Leadership at DHS does not want the American people to know it.
Please respect the rules,
you keep
sir.
Standing in front of the pictures,
please,
so you don't want the pictures
rules.
Taken. The rules are arbitrary, and
please
they're designed to keep
the
American
people
in the
dignity
dark.
Dignity and respect. That's all we ask.
Well,
dignity
no, it's
and
not.
Respect.
You're asking, is this
please,
dignity and respect? Look at these people.
Please give dignity
there's a
and
pandemic.
Respect to the people.
Let me ask you. There's a
I
pandemic.
I respectfully ask you, sir.
There is a pandemic. Is this respecting the rights of these kids?
I ask you. Please
are you respecting
the
rights of these
this
kids?
This is not a zoo, sir. Please don't treat the people.
You're right, and this is a dangerous place.
Please don't treat the people
and your
like
policies,
this. That's all
unfortunately,
I ask
are
you,
trying to hide them. I understand
that's
you are instructed. When 18 senators came down here.
I ask you to please respect the people. Give them dignity and respect.
I respect them, and I want to fix this situation.
We all want to fix this.
The administration you're working for is responsible for these conditions.
Please respect the people with dignity and respect.
And I ask you to respect the people as well.
I am respecting you. I am respecting the people.
This is not respect.
All right. Yes, Sharon, to answer your question real quick, and then I'll get into this Ted Cruz stuff. We are live on Rumble now. I'm sending you the link. That's where you can go and do it. We just can't engage with you there right now yet. That's just the way the system is set up. They're working on it. I don't know if it'll get fixed or not, but they're working on it. But getting back to this, I love it. I love Ted Cruz and how he continues to push this. Push things forward. As this woman blocks what's obviously, and people have already seen it, so it's like, what's the point of blocking this? People have seen it. It's been out there on Twitter. It's been out there in several, not all, but lots of different media channels for people to see, whether it's from the different delegations that were down there, from the Project Veritas that we showed, whatever it is. People have seen these images. They keep getting worse. They keep getting significantly worse, but they're blocking it because it looks awful. This is not about the dignity of the people stacked on top of each other in those little bubbles. If it was, they would not be in that situation in the first place. So for her to continue to say that, they gave her a couple little talking points. It's like a telemarketer. She didn't have many things to scroll through. She just respect the dignity of the people. Because that makes it sound like the person saying that, the Biden administration, are the good guys. No. We can see over your shoulder. It's not clear because your head's getting in the way. But we can see over it, and we've seen plenty of other pictures. You're not the good guys here. You opened your arms and made everything way, way worse for these people. And now, to fix it, us, the taxpayers, are having to dump even more money in to housing these people in hotels. Well, Americans struggle. It's wild that they think they can pull this off, and they keep doing it. They keep doubling down. You hear Jen Psaki double down all the time. She doubles down, she circles back. She doubles down, she circles back. Never taking any blame for anything. Saying, hey, the crisis would be sending these people back. That wouldn't be humane. No, you've created the most inhumane, ridiculous scene down there for these people who are coming from poverty and sadness in a lot of the cases. But you've not made it any better. You've made it worse on us. You've made it worse and unhealthy on them. You've made it horrible for all the DHS officials and officers that are down there working. It's sad. It's a really sad thing. All right, one thing that we can do is start to make some changes. We talk about it a lot on the state and local election level, and we're going to need to do that moving forward. Georgia did that. We're going to get to it in a second, but real quick, give some love and a shout-out to UFM Underwear for Men. Men, we have a lot of serious problems in the world. Some are outside of our control and some are within. One that you most certainly can control is what's happening south of your border. I am talking about your junk, and UFM Underwear for Men has the solution. Most men's underwear these days do not provide actual support, but rest easy, UFM's do. Their patented pouch system eliminates all skin-on-skin contact in your nether regions and move with your body so you can go from one activity to the next without a second thought. They're great for sports, work, everyday use. There's even certain medical applications as well, all because of their unique drawstring adjustable support pouch that allows you to increase the support to your preference and provides actual support. So support your manhood. Treat yourself right. You deserve it. Go to UFMunderwear.com. Use promo code Drew to save $6. Ladies, you can do the same thing. Head on over there, UFMunderwear.com. Use promo code Drew to save $6. All right. Please do give them some love, guys. Big news in Georgia, but real quick, Nelly Mac 91. He does. Absolutely. Ted Cruz has got the right to show people what's going on there because no one will. You make a great point. Somebody's got to do it, and then somebody's got to start, all of us have got to start telling other people this is what's happening. You cannot just trust what Rachel Maddow or Anderson Cooper or Jen Psaki say and take it at face value. It's rarely true. I'm not saying that they don't ever tell the truth, but we absolutely need to recognize that, and I'm thankful that people are getting down there and showing it. Of course, the mainstream channels aren't going to do it. But one thing we can do to fix all this is getting the word out there, telling the truth, being better than the other side, doing all of that and hoping that more and more people wake up, more and more people see reality. But one thing we also can do is, as I was saying before the break there, before the UFM read, is we can start to fix things on the local level. And it's important that we do. And there was big news in Georgia at the end of last week and lots of discussion about it over the weekend. And the state, you know, we've talked about on the show, the state had multiple different pieces of legislation moving through to ensure that elections moving forward were fair, that there was integrity with them, and that voter ID, a pretty basic point, was needed. And this was all in a state that shocked the world when it went blue with some help, and was also the place in the front where we lost control of the Senate. For a myriad of reasons we've talked about, very frustrating, shouldn't have happened, but it happened. So this is an important state. Shouldn't have been this close, shouldn't be the way that it is now. We've talked about why that all happened. I'm not going to do it again now. But the loss, while an eye-opener to the system, is not the sole reason for the changes. Georgia and many other states were an utter disaster this last time around. We knew it was coming with the pandemic. Mail-in ballots were going to be a massive thing. They started prepping for it weeks and months ahead of actually talking about it more legitimately and then pushing rules, changing rules for all of it to happen. And we knew that they were going to tip the scales. We knew mail-in votes were going to come in and go in the Dems' favor. They just needed to wait until they knew how many they needed. And the big problem with how they set all this up was the lack of voter identification. We talked a lot about the difference between universal mail-in ballots, absentee ballots, and then things got even more blurry. They didn't communicate that clearly at all to anyone. Anyone with a brain knew the difference, but they didn't communicate that to the masses. So people were like, well, of course this would make sense. But then they fudged even some of the other rules around that and made sure that it was super easy. No, don't worry about it. You don't need your identification. But anyways, fast forward. The bill was passed. Brian Kemp, the governor who no one likes anymore, but Brian Kemp signed it, went into law shortly after it all went through. And the law basically adds an ID requirement to the process for requesting an absentee ballot or mail-in ballot after previously, during this past election, only requiring voters to sign the application. That was it. You just sign it. Say whoever you want to be, and you're good to go. It also narrows the time window during which ballots can be requested. It restricts the use of drop boxes in the state, mandating that each county have at least one drop box, but then limiting any additional drop boxes, totaling the lesser of either one drop box for every 100,000 active registered voters in the county or the number of advanced voting locations in the county. It also required that drop boxes be located either at the office of Board of Registrars or ballot clerk or inside early voting locations. So some good things were done with this. A lot of stuff that made and makes tons of sense. Thank God it's been done. It also, and you've heard this talked a lot about, bans the practice of line warming, which is providing people in line food, drinks, what have you, engaging with them. And they did this primarily, this became a big thing during the Georgia primaries. But a lot of debate and discussion over this. So let's break some of these points down. Let's just talk about this and why this is important. They changed some laws here recently. The governor in Iowa did some changes. There's stuff going through in other states as well. Pennsylvania's tried to push some stuff through. Arizona's talked about stuff. Florida's talking about stuff. Hopefully we can get some significant changes here that make a difference for everyone moving forward. That's what's so crazy about this whole conversation is this should be a conversation for both sides. The question should be, do you want an election that you can trust? The answer should be yes. So let's all say yes. Nod your heads yes on both sides of the aisle. Okay, let's figure out a way to do that and then may the best team win. That's how these are supposed to work. But we've gotten a lot of pushback on that because the other side knows that they won't win if they don't get to change the rules. So when practical rules like this that have existed really for a long time come back into play, they go nuts over it. So some of the outrages, because there's been plenty. Democrats have said that requesting voter ID is racist. I mean, it's not. Plain and simple. End of story. There's literally no further national commentary needed on that. Asking someone to vote for their ID to vote is not racist. It is logical. It is practical. If you can't demonstrate who you are, you should not be able to vote. Everyone should be behind that. Everyone. You can't drive without an ID. You can't pick up medications or prescriptions without an ID. You can't, there's a lot of, the list could go on forever. Imagine all the things you cannot do without identification. You can't get on a plane. You can't go through security. There's so much. We're talking about a very important thing here with voting for whether it's local, state, or federal, whether it's the presidential election, like was the case in November. This is really important. It should require it. It's not racist. It's not wrong to ask for it. It just makes sense. Yeah, this makes too much sense. No go for the Dems. Absolutely. Red Voice knows. And is right. But I just don't understand why it's all of a sudden cruel and racist to ask someone to verify their identification. Tell me who you are. Show me that's really who it is. And then you can. Then we're good to go with whatever the activity is, voting, what have you. It's not racist. So dumb. The other complaint as it pertains to these changes, this law, and then just the national discussion in general, is that it limits voting opportunities. Some states have slightly reduced ballot drop boxes and or early voting days because of legislation such as this one in Georgia that passed. But again, I'll say, guys, this is a simple thing, and we've done this for centuries. Obviously, there's been some modifications along the way, but it's been working. We didn't look like a third world country until November of 2020. We didn't have all our shit together, but we had a lot of it. You have plenty of time and opportunity to vote if you so choose to. You want to. Some people don't. I don't understand that, but whatever. You do you. But if you want to go and do your civic duty, there's plenty of time. You know when these elections are coming, especially the presidential ones like this, which was the most contentious, fiercely debated, hot topic in the world. You know it's coming. There was way more opportunities than ever before to do early voting. So if you really want to vote, it is not difficult. Stop pretending that we're building some brick wall and making it hard for this community or that community to vote. It's just simply not true. Simply not true. Then, of course, Georgia law banned line warming or providing refreshments, drinks to people in line, which has sparked outrage. It's also racist. It's also cruel, inhumane, as Biden and Psaki would say. They'll say, so you won't even serve these people basic needs like water, essential items for life. No, we won't. If you're in an area that has long lines, you know this. You're familiar with your area, your district, your county, your voting, your polling station. If you wait to the last minute and it's long and everyone's done that, that's on you. But come prepared. Bring a bottle of water. Bring a stick of beef jerky. A granola bar. Whatever the hell you want. I don't care. Bring a Capri Sun. It's hard to get the straw in sometimes, but bring it. You're supposed to be an adult if you're able to vote, right? I know that line blurs because 18, don't even get me started on the people who want 16-year-olds voting. But you're supposed to be aware enough that this is what this experience is going to be like. There's plenty of time to do it. There might be lines. Come prepared. Make sure you've got your ID. Make sure you've got this, that, and the other. And then it really goes pretty smoothly. But again, you're supposed to be adults if you're voting. Act like it. Act like it. Is it racist if people go to a store and aren't served water now? Exactly. I mean, once you start, that's what this other side doesn't get, and they don't get that it won't come back to bite them in the ass. Because once you start all this, once you start cancel culture, we always say, you cannot stop cancel culture until everyone's been canceled. Once you start saying, this is bad, or this is racist, you have to do this, it just opens the floodgates. Literally every irrational thought or argument now becomes fair game. It doesn't end. The only way it ends is if people stand up, say, hell no, this is stupid. I'm an adult. I'm going to do me. I live in a free country, for at least for now. I'm going to do what I want to do. You're not in control of me. And what I just said is not racist. It is not mean-spirited. It is not any of those things. It's just matter of fact, common sense, everyday stuff. It's wild. Best way, guys, to stay in touch with us is to go over to drewberquist.com. I tell you that every day because it's important and because it's true. You can sign up for the newsletter while you're there. You can watch the show. You can listen to the show. Get great news commentary there from our team, from partner sites such as Red Voice Media, who's here in the chat. All of that stuff. So please head on over there. Do that. We'd be so honored if you would sign up for that newsletter. Just plug your email in on the homepage. Just one little box you fill in. You click enter. You're good to go. And we will try not to spam you or anything like that. But it does give us the opportunity to get you content, still earn some revenue for our staff, and then also provide you any significant updates should things come. Which they always seem to. So, all right, let's move on to this. Because who couldn't see this coming? this is pretty remarkable. Pretty remarkable. But after a surge in crime in lots of cities, right? We've seen crime way up in all of these different places. Los Angeles is now...
Man, we have a lot of serious problems in the world. Some are outside of our control and some...
I can hear have my read stop. What's next to be angry about, Red Voice says? Well, this is what's next. Los Angeles is increasing police funding by $36 million. You can see the tweet there from Breaking 911 on the screen. Due to a large spike in crime. Shocker. So they cut things out. They cut things out. They cut $150 million out of the budget last year in their efforts to be more woke. And then we're surprised. Then we're surprised to see crime on the rise, which it already had been on the rise, by the way. And now they're doubling. Oh, we got to fix this. We saw this in Minneapolis too, who tried to dismantle completely law enforcement. Things spiked like you've never seen before. And now they're adding money back in. No doubt other people have done this more quietly and or will do this. But they took money from law enforcement. And by the way, look, I was not a law enforcement person. You know that. I was an intel person, kind of a paramilitary guy. Spent most of my time overseas. But I know lots of law enforcement people. I know some law enforcement people in this very chat room that we're in right now. And most law enforcement country, hell, most government entities writ large, but most law enforcement departments across the country were understaffed and underfunded before all of this PC woke BS started. They just were. They needed more resources, not less. And crime was not like in a perfect situation. So you start slashing budgets further in the name of social justice, and then you expect things to somehow get better. The whole concept, the whole argument literally is mind-blowing. It's like, how did you get through school? And if you didn't get through school, how did you get this job? Because it's crazy. So now they're trying to figure out this balance. They're bringing back in this case in Los Angeles, $36 million to the budget. Still, you know, a fraction of what they took away initially. Because they're trying to help support, bring down these numbers while also still pleasing the woke PC mob that's out there. But this is in a city where LA, 39 homicides. This is according to an article, I think it was from Fox News. You can look it up. But 39 homicides in January this year, which is a 34% increase over the same time last year. But last year was on the rise too. It was up 36% last year. It's just going up and up and up. So let's chop the budget. Because these people over here have a completely ludicrous, ridiculous argument that makes no sense. It's not based in fact or anything. Let's cave to them, though. Let's shave this. Let's give this money to something that's not as critical. And just let the lands be lawless. That's going to end well. It's going to end great. But you're going to keep seeing it. Promise, you're going to keep seeing it. All right, we've got a few more headlines I want to hit on. They will piss you off. Like Red Voice said, what's going to make us angry next? Unfortunately, that's just the world we live in these days. Each story, each segment is so damn frustrating. But before we do that, please check out Hero Soap. Great people, great products right here in the USA. You'll love their stuff if you haven't got
it yet. Hero Soap is a veteran-owned company, and they put a huge focus on getting homeless veterans off the street by donating to Operation Finally Home. Their soap is off the chain. It's all natural, made with essential oils, and none of the fragrance and chemicals that have been known to cause health complications. Plus, it's handmade and sourced locally in Arizona, so right here in the USA. Head on over to HeroSoapCompany.com and subscribe for a no-contract monthly delivery of soap straight to your front door and never run out again. You can save 10% by using promo code Drew. While you're there, guys, check out the Freedom Box. You can get one for yourself, your loved ones, your colleagues, anyone that smells. They've got new body washes, tons of stuff for both men and women. Again, it's herosoapcompany.com. Use promo code Drew and let freedom clean. I love this question here from Sharon. How did Maxine Waters, because I always ask the same thing. How did Maxine Waters get her position when she doesn't understand anything about finances, talking about her committee that she's on? And then Buttigieg taking care of transport. Well, Buttigieg liked trains and cars, playing with the toys growing up. So, of course, that makes perfect sense for how he got the job. That's the only qualifications necessary. Don't even get me started. We'll talk about this as the week goes on, too. His proposal, which we've touched on before, but he doubled down on it again this weekend, talking about the concept of taxing people per mile driven. Hell no, Pete. Go play with some cars and trains, your man, whatever you want to do, but don't. That's some ridiculous stuff. T shouting, don't piss us off more. Sorry, we're about to. Because we'll just tackle a couple quick absurd stories here, and then we'll get into some chatting and chatter questions, what have you. But it starts here. We'll start with this one. Pure Delecto, Mitt Romney. He was given an award. And I know everyone loves Mitt so much, right? So loyal to the party and the country. But he was given an award, specifically the John F. Kennedy Profile and Courage Award. What's funny, not really, frustrating, not funny, but we'll say funny, is he received the award for his vote to convict President Trump, then President Trump. God, I wish he was still around. But he received the award for that. And they called his efforts, quote, consistent and courageous in his defense of democracy. To which I'd say you have to. I mean, literally, you have to be kidding me. That's courage? What Pierre Delecto does on a daily basis is courage? He voted in a second sham impeachment trial to impeach a president that he did not like, has been more outspoken about than almost anybody out there on the GOP side. This from one of the worst establishment rhino types that there are. But he did so in a hurry, as was the case with the first one. But this second one, even faster. They rushed this thing through so fast, and they did it with no evidence. So now, there's more evidence proving the opposite, that he was not behind this, Trump, which we all know he was not. There's more evidence proving that now. CNN, FBI, many people have come out and said as much since. But he made this vote with everyone else, whatever, 6-7 Republicans and all the Dems, in mere days after, without evidence, just because they were pissed. And he's now winning an award. Think of what you can accomplish doing nothing. I mean, Pierre Delecto. I don't know why anyone calls him Romney anymore, but Delecto is just such a better name. Wins an award for voting against a guy who loved this country, put Americans first. He didn't like that. He was threatened. And despite having evidence, voted to have him removed because he just wanted to make a point and keep himself in good graces with the Democrats and the mainstream media. So he wins an award for that. Absolute garbage. Dr. Fauci gets a children's book. I mean, Cuomo can kill 13,000 people. He's up to, what, 9 allegations of sexual harassment and assault now? He can walk away free, scot-free, without losing his position, his power, his influence, any of that stuff. I mean, we're living in two parallel worlds right now. These people, totally, totally different existence. The rules don't apply to them. They're lauded for failures. Over here, we're judged on everything. You slip up at all and you're in big trouble. Push against the machine, big trouble. Speaking of Fauci, by the way, we talked about the children's book. It's ridiculous. No one should aspire to be like him. He's the most worthless douche out there. But he said over the weekend that children who are not vaccinated should not play together. So that's his latest little tidbit of advice for you and your family, your children, your nieces, your nephews, grandchildren. If you listen to him, folks, you know this if you're in this audience, but maybe there's someone here that YouTube let in. If you listen to him, and hell, you listen to the government in general, you're setting yourself up for a miserable experience. This guy has zero credibility left. If some new doctor came onto the scene and was making similar comments, you might at least be like, okay, well, I don't know much about this guy. Let me see why he's saying it, what he's saying about it. This guy has zero track record. He's just an utter disaster. So listen to him at your own peril. But that comment just got me pissed off. Let your kids play with whoever they want. Follow the science. Be smart. Be an adult. Make rational choices. You'll be fine. But don't listen to that douche. All right. Stop. This is ridiculous, Elena says. I know. I have to not only talk about this, but gather these stories and chew on it and marinate it for hours leading up to the show every day. All right, let's get to some questions, though. This is a good time, guys, to send in some additional questions. If you sent one earlier and I missed it, send it again. Real quick while you're doing that, though, give some love to Red Beach Nation. Whether you live at the beach, are going to one, or just want to imagine yourself there, Red Beach Nation has the perfect patriotic apparel for the occasion. You can go there and check out over 40 products. Use promo code DREW to save 10%. Again, it's redbeachnation.com. Use promo code DREW to save 10%. All right, shirt of the day, by the way, back-to-back World War champs. You can find that on redbeachnation.com in the Drew Berkowitz section. Use promo code DREW to save 10%, as that read just said. Please do go check it out, guys. All right, let's get to some comments. Nick Scott just said America's the greatest country. You're damn straight. It absolutely is, Nick. It still is. Why people think that this is such a bad place and complain about it all the time boggles my mind. We worked really hard. The people who fought these wars, the people who came before our founding fathers, worked really hard and were really smart, by the way, had some amazing forethought. Amazing forethought. And got us to this point. A point, by the way, where the left, all these big tech, all these people who have created their wealth, created their power, were able to do so because of how great this country is. Now they're wanting to destroy it. So I hope it can stay that way. But I guarantee you this, whether it's this full 50-state union that the Dems want to be 52 states, or whether it's a fractioned version that remains the United States of America and they go elsewhere, whatever the number is, the United States of America will remain awesome. Because it is. It is. Red Voice, I'm going to nominate you for a Courage Award for having to read about these lefties. Thank you. Well, you do it too. You guys should check out redvoicemedia.com. Great people over there. Good friends. Good content. All that. But it's tough. It is tough to have to talk about this every day. It's crazy. My shirt of the day is, if guns are outlawed, then I'm an outlaw. Yeah. I'm telling you, we're going to be talking a lot about guns the next several weeks. Because they're gunning for them. No pun intended. Pun intended, maybe? I don't know. Let's see. But it's going to be a nasty conversation. It's going to be a nasty debate. And again, they are going to throw all sorts of lies out there. All sorts of stuff that is not real and true data, to kind of convince and manipulate people to be on their side. And they're going to put politicians, the pure electos of the world, in a tough spot, because they're going to make it seem like if you don't come along with this, you look like a heartless douche. When in fact, anyone with courage will stand up and say, no. These gun owners are not the problem. These guns are never the problem. There's no data to back up anything you're saying. You're literally making up terms. You're talking about this loophole, which doesn't exist. You're talking about this loophole that doesn't exist. You're talking about assault rifles, which does not exist. You're talking about so many things. So hopefully some people will have the courage to stand up, do the right thing. And hopefully, moreover, people will have the courage to share that information on different platforms and media apparatus that can help this national discussion, because this shouldn't even be a discussion. Shouldn't even be a discussion. All right, Vicious Triplets said early on, so Dems want no voter ID, but want vaccine IDs or COVID passports to travel, work, and essentially live in America. And I think you maybe said like hell no or something like that. But yeah, no, exactly. You don't need it for this, you don't need it for that, but if you ask for it here, it's racist and it's wrong. Let us control you where we want to control you. It's crazy, right? I mean, this is the world that we live in. I don't know how the hell we got here. I mean, I do, but it's... You still didn't think it was going to happen. You hope that it wasn't going to happen. Let's cancel Dems, someone says. I wish it was that easy, but we are all going to get canceled. Dems too. Dems will get canceled too, because again, the concept of cancel culture does not just stop. There's no, like, break. It just keeps going. If they outlaw guns, they'll become more popular. Yes, they will. To start, there's going to be Hollywood people with loud voices, big platforms that come out like Bravo, who will then, by the way, go and use them in an action movie and make $20 million off them. But they will do that, and they will applaud, and there will be lots of loud celebration if they try to accomplish even, you know, small little steps of progress on their side. But I'm telling you, we talk about it all the time, it will also tip us over the edge into a really bad place, and then they won't be celebrating. They'll say, what happened? What happened? Oh, our country went to shit because you tried to take people's guns. And they fought back, and then those people saw them fight back, and they didn't want to get involved, but they did because they had to. And now everyone's involved, and now it's very distinctly two sides, which we knew it was. We knew we were tribal. We knew we hated each other and we were divided. But now it's clear. Now, when there weren't bullets flying before, there are now. And then they won't be celebrating that. And then they're going to be saying, oh, no, you know what? We like the free side. We like the side that gave us freedom. We talked a lot of shit before. But we're not going to do that anymore. Soros is an enemy of the U.S. It would be weird if he was treated so. I'm presuming means so there. He is an enemy of the U.S., yet he never any ramifications for him. None whatsoever. Barron said earlier, revolt now. They're going to erase us all. Enslave us all. Same thing. Again, I caution and push people to be patient and be smart. But it's something's coming, folks. If they keep down this path, something's coming. We won't hit 22 and 24. Because there's too much going on. Too much going on. Drew Berquist and Die Hard 5, bring it, bitches. I mean, that Bruce Willis just looks the same all the time. God bless him. Pretty sure he's on our side, too. It's coming. That kind of stuff's coming, Vicious Triplets. I hate it. I hate that it is. I don't want it to. I'm trying to resist it at all. Especially right now, we're going into what I call Kenny Chesney season. We're out back with Kenny. Other people playing, sipping some cocktails around the pool, flip-flops, board shorts. Not that that's any different. I wear flip-flops and board shorts 365 days a year. But this is like my special time. This is like my happy time of year. So don't screw it up, Democrats, going after guns, trying to start a revolution and a war. Don't screw it up. Not during Kenny Chesney season. Come on. It's awful. Yeah, there is no point of return. Not there yet. But getting closer, Red Voice says. You're absolutely right. Look, there is no positive end to this. I don't want to sound all Debbie Downer. You cannot fix the problems that we are facing in this country. The only way it gets fixed is a divorce and or a fight. It's just a matter of when it happens. Just a matter of when it happens. We will not go back. It won't just all of a sudden reset. Oh, you know what? We're not going to cancel people anymore. We're not going to go after you. For having conservative views. We're not going to try and take your guns. We're not going to do this. It's not just going to stop. It's going to escalate and escalate, and then there will be a tipping point. And then either we'll be able to work it out on paper, or we won't. Sadly. So, I mean, that could be a week's process. It could be a month's process. It could be a year's process. Let's hope for the latter. But it's not just going to go back. It's not just going to be great without some pain and without some heartbreak and without some awful scenes that you never thought you'd see in this country. Yes, it started that way, but you didn't think it would get back there. And I agree, Randy. I do think a divorce is a fight too. The odds of that not happening, at least on some level, you know, skirmishes in this region and this region and that region, maybe not all out nationally, but the odds of it happening without fighting, because it's probably going to take that to force people's hands to be like, okay, we don't want to do this. You go there, we'll go here. So that's the likely scenario. Randy, you also said earlier, I'd hate to live in Minneapolis. It's going to get sketchy there. It already is, man. It already is. You know, we go there every year. I grew up there. We go there every year for Vikings games. We haven't been lately because it's crazy. By the way, my favorite restaurant got shut down there because of COVID. Sons of bitches. Not the restaurant. Administration. Crazy. It is sketchy, though. All these Portland, Minneapolis, Philadelphia, Chicago, all these places, Los Angeles, we already talked about them today. They're not going to get any better. All of this is going to get worse. It's just whether your community, if it's not one of those, and I know we've got some Portland people here who show up every day, but if it's not one of those, how long can you not become one of those? That's where we're at. That's where we're at. Hunter had a gun incident. Yeah, we'll maybe get into that this week. We're out of time today, but we will get into to Hunter and all of us. KJ, DC is scared of us patriots. Still fenced up and guarded. America Revolution needs to drain the swamp. Trump tried. Now it's up to us. They are scared of us. And again, I would caution anyone to try and be that person who starts any of that, because you got to know who's on your side. The conditions are pretty crazy right now. And people are getting, it feels like freaking Red Dawn just without the shots being fired right now. But you're right. They're terrified of us. There's a reason they don't want people, the American people, law-abiding gun owners, to not have weapons. They don't want a resistance. And you know what? Their friends overseas, they don't like that either. What was that article today? Vox put out that America's 5% of our people makes up like 5% of the country's, the world's population. 45% of the guns are here in America, which I think is badass. Like, that's worth popping some champagne to. Like, those are good numbers. They don't like that either. So China, Russia, they would love it if the Biden administration came and knocked on everyone's doors, and or didn't knock, but just came in and took firearms from law-abiding citizens. It just weakens us. One, we're divided. Two, now the people are unarmed or less armed. It's crazy. It's crazy. Viva USA 2021. We'll see, guys. It's going to be interesting. We'll track a lot of this stuff this week and in the weeks to come. This week is a full week of the show. Sorry again that we were out last week for a couple days with that commercial shoot, but we're back now. Thrilled to be back with you. If Drew names the restaurant, it'll be burned down. Yeah, I'm not going to mention the restaurant. But again, they're closed. So they've already been screwed over by this crazy world we're living in. But so glad to be back with you guys. Thanks for showing up. Monday tends to be a slower day for us. I've loved the engagement even today. It really, really is great. I love everyone coming here, showing up, talking with me, talking with each other. Let's keep this up. Keep bringing people here. We hope you have a great day out there. Have a great week. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Be safe, be smart, be free.